So this looks a lot brighter. Gone with that blue again, but we've got the nice bright orange. It is a humongous landing pad. I'm not even gonna be able to fit it in this frame. What's going on, beautiful internet family? My name is Dan Davis, and I'm the creative director here on DanceTube.tv, which is Australia's number one ranked drone YouTube channel. I'm also the course creator over on the Fearless Drone Academy, which is the ultimate online drone course for beginners. And if you are interested in grabbing the course, make sure to use the code DanceTube over on FearlessDrone.academy to save 10% over there. But in today's video, I've got some of the best accessories on the market, and it's from a company called D1 Labs. Now, if you've heard of the D1 store, I mentioned them in a lot of my videos. D1 Labs is kind of a connection to the D1 store. It's their own accessory range, and they've got some extremely high quality accessories. I love the branding, love the quality of the products that we're getting here. And I've got a few of their, I guess, standout items to go through today. So let's start off first things first with this here. I absolutely love this, and this is going to replace my mouse pad, but it is a mouse pad and it's a little heli landing pad. So as you open it up, you will see it's got a nice amount of grip on the base there. It does not move at all, where mine actually slides around. So definitely let's just swap it over. You know, let's just swap it over, see how it feels. Oh yeah, that's nice. I love how it grips. It actually does a really good job of gripping. I love the, it's like a target design, but it's a helipad and it's got the compass. Really love that. Simple D1 Labs, not too in your face with the branding, which is nice. And it does a great job of gripping. I'm actually going to swap over to that. If you are interested in any of the D1 Labs accessories that I'm showing today, or there's something else on the D1 store's website that you're interested in, make sure to use the code DanceTube. You can save some money over there on their website. Make sure to pick up a few things, because like I'm going to show you in this video, there are some cool D1 Labs accessories, a bunch of other DJI products and D1 products over there. So check out their website, use the code DanceTube to save on select items, and let's see what D1 Labs has to offer. Now, let's go on to this guy here, because this kind of connects with the mouse pad. I don't know the technical name for this. I do love the bag for this, but this is kind of like a, it's a pad, it's a desk pad. There's probably an obvious name for it, and I've butchered it. This one, the branding's a bit more in your face, a bit brighter, but I absolutely love that. Looks great. Love the logo over there. Blue is a great color. Blue and white, nice combo. This is huge. Like, this can fill up your entire desk, and it would actually be really good for top-down video stuff, especially like this blue part here in the middle. But this is great to have like your keyboard on. You could have a notepad one end. You've got obviously your mouse pad over on this side. So these two together are a nice combo. So it's like built nicely, got that same grip texture on the base, nice kind of smooth feel to it. And it's huge, right? But it's also relatively flexible if you need to transport it wherever you may need to transport it to. If you are interested in any drone deal or bundle or anything that you're looking for, make sure to check my links below, because I will have some exclusive bundles available for my Australian audience. I do have international bundles and international deals, but if you are Australian and you want to get the best deal available on the market, check those links below to check out my exclusive bundles through the D1 store. If you want to get a combination, maybe like a camera, a little camera system, and then a drone, or you want to get a drone with different accessories, reach out to sales at d1store.com.au, mention DanceTube, and they will be able to help you out with the best deal possible. If you're looking for different accessories and items on their website and you don't want to get anything else, you can also use the code DanceTube on their website to save some money. And if you are an international viewer, I will have some international deals linked below as well, so check those out, because there will be something for you linked below. And now what we'll check out here is some of the other accessories, right? Because there's a few here that are helpful for a lot of people. The first one is this here, which I've already opened, but I haven't installed it. It's a premium tempered glass screen protector. Now, this works with both the DJI RC and the DJI RC2. You can see that it is the same size. This is the new controller, the RC2, exactly the same size. It lines up perfectly in there. So regardless of what you have, RC or the RC2, this is a must have. It's a great gift as well. if you know someone who has the RC or RC2 but doesn't have the screen protector, or you know that they're not overly protective of their things, this could be a good little gift. And it does come with the usual culprits, right? You get the cleaning stuff. It does come with the two screen protectors, which is nice. The dust absorber. Yeah, a bunch of different things to clean it and set it up ready to go. But that is a great option to get, especially because it works on both the RC and the RC2. So regardless of what you have, it's going to be completely fine. So I love that one. And let's just check out these actually, because this kind of connects up with the RC and the RC2. So the RC bracket, as well as the D1 Labs lanyard, these work together. So the bracket actually screws into the base here, and then the lanyard clips onto the bracket. And this again works for both the RC and the RC2. First things first though, you need the bracket, and it does come with a few little accessories in here, which I do not want to lose. I think it comes with a little Allen key and some screws. So let's get those out. I believe you just literally line it up. You can see the D1 Labs branding just here on the bracket, nice and subtle, but it's kind of etched into there. So yeah, you literally just line it up with the two screw holes, and then you do have the Allen key to tighten it a bit more again from there. But you can see perfect for the cutouts, and regardless of which one you have, the RC or the RC2. So once that's in, you would obviously just tighten it, make sure it's perfectly secure. And obviously you can just leave this on. You may have some issues with certain cases out there, or you know, whatever it is that you're storing it in, but in most scenarios it should be fine. Nice metal design though, nice and solid. It's not a plastic bracket, so that's really nice to see. And then you've got the lanyard here, so as you get into it, you see this guy was wrapped up. I actually opened this one up before because I was testing it for something else, but love this, love that packaging. D1 Labs, nice and bold, simple but you know, bold at the same time. And then it looks like that blue has come through again. There's just little accenting blue colors. So that must be the branding that they've gone for. That kind of, that blue must be the standout. You can see it's kind of in all different areas of the lanyard. But there we go. There's the little clip design, nice metal clipping mechanisms. Yeah, all you have to do, clip it on like so. You can even literally just kind of line it up, push down, clips on. Perfect, nice and secure. You've got the little rails here so it can slide across and move around, so it's not gonna be too obstructive or awkward. And nice subtle little D1 Labs branding, really high quality lanyard. And that's actually a perfect setup, you know, and great for regardless if you have the RC or the RC2. This is a great gift for whoever it is you might be buying for, or perfect for you, right? Like if you've got a drone and you wanna have something a bit more stable around your neck and just leave this around your neck at all times, this is a really great option. So this controller is still relevant for a lot of different drones out there. I actually grabbed this from my Mini 2 SE. The Mini 2 is another one that's compatible, but also you do have the RCN2. And I would imagine, because from what I've seen, they are identical. So what I would imagine is that this would be completely fine regardless of if you have the RCN1 or the N2. Obviously right now I'm using the N1 here. So let's open it up and see what the build quality is like. But this is like a kind of a sun hood, range hood. I don't know like the technical term for it, but it's basically a cover to protect your phone screen to make sure that you've got better visibility in those really sunny days. Simple little design here, but nicely built. It kind of feels like, if you've ever seen the like iPad cases, those magnetic cases, it kind of feels like that type of material, really high quality, but then like a velvety interior, clips on nicely. Again, that nice little D1 Labs, it stands out beautifully on that gray and white, looks nice. So yeah, let's clip this in, figure out how to get it all connected, and then we can go from there. Okay, so it kind of clips down like that. You push it down. I was trying to figure out how that works. But yeah, if you were to imagine that you had your phone in here and then you would move these guys around. Really simple design, actually. Like it's just a little clip or button design. Nice and simple. Folds down easily. But that's it there. So you would have, obviously your phone would be in there. You can adjust that flap if you need to. But yeah, that seems to work nicely. So there it is there, all connected up. Doesn't really add too much weight. You're obviously gonna have to figure out what works best for you. Looks a little bit weird without the phone in there. So let's just slap my phone in there and see what it looks like when I've got the phone. So once the phone's in there and it's expanded out a little bit more, we can see that you get a decent amount of clearance. So you do have great visuals here of your actual screen itself, but also, you know, you can, it is covering it. Like it comes down a little bit, there's a little lip on it. but it's taking the sun off the top of the screen. But you know, if you angle it in a certain way, like, you really aren't going to have any issues with sun. Obviously the side protective pieces are great there, but it's not too intrusive, right? Like, it's not a full system that's holding everything in and containing it too much so that you can't move it. I love that that can just kind of flip back. It would be cool if that could clip back if you wanted a bit more range there, but I mean, that's still handy nonetheless. Great design, and if you have this controller, this could be a perfect purchase. All right, moving on to the final two items from the D1 Labs. I'll probably do some more unboxings on D1 Lab stuff. They've got some really cool stuff here. But this is a drone landing pad. But once you get into it, this is the Drone Landing Pad Pro. And from what I've seen, I have seen a few videos on this one, it does seem to fold up into a really nice size, but it has a bunch of customization as well. So this looks a lot brighter, gone with that blue again, but we've got the nice bright orange. Kind of feels like that material I was talking about for the iPad case. It feels like a larger version of that. It is a humongous landing pad. I'm not even gonna be able to fit it in this frame. That is beautiful. I love that. That stands out a lot. I do like the orange and the blue there. You've just got the white D1 Labs down the base, but this feels premium. It can tuck away nicely. Like, that's as small as it can go, but I mean, that's not an issue. You can just kind of put that in your car even, like behind the seat, just, you know, slot it in behind the seat there if you need to. Not too intrusive, but then once it opens up, it is huge. It really is huge. So it's going to be great for all different drone sizes, but it actually does make a difference having such a large space to land on, because a lot of the landing pads are quite small and you'll find that it can be a little bit awkward because you're trying to land and the drone might move a little bit. So to have something huge like this, and it's weighted, so the wind is not going to blow this around at all. Like I said, it's got that similar kind of design to what we saw, the same kind of material that we saw here, which is similar to that like iPad case. If you've ever used like an iPad case, the official one from Apple, kind of got a similar feel to that, but a bit thicker, a bit more sturdy, and it's got weight to it. So it's not going to blow around. Super bright, so you're going to be able to see it. And as you point your drone camera down, really easy to see, nice and visual. I love that. That actually looks nice, feels great. And the different options, right? You can flip it over and you then have the blue on the back. So, you know, it's reversible. So you've either got the blue as the prominent color with the orange, or you've got the orange as the prominent color with the little subtle blue options. Really cool. And yeah, actually better than I expected. That's great. That's the landing pad there. Different landing pad altogether, completely different material to what I've used in the past. And we're now going to move on to this guy here, which is kind of the standout. I mean, this is for the Mini 3 and Mini 3 Pro. They do have other ones for different drones, but this is really great. This is like a high quality hard case, almost like a Pelican case, really solid clipping mechanism to keep everything in here nice and secure. But as we open it up, you'll see I've already got the drone in here. I've got the Mini 3 Pro in here. This can work on the Mini 3. You can kind of make it work for the Mini 4. It's not specifically designed for that, but you can see here it is, right? I've kind of got it upside down. So let's just flip it around so you can see without me dropping it out. But the thing that's cool about this, right, is you've got the little compartments for the batteries. So you've got those options. You've got your controller option here. You've got the drone. You've got a few other storage points here. But the thing that's cool, right, is you can then take this out, and then there's a sneaky little underneath section. You can put some snacks in there if you want to, put other accessories, other items in there. All of those are interchangeable. So you can pull all the compartments out and change that around as you need to. So this was actually originally where the controller is, but it wouldn't fit. So I took that out, but that again is something that I can take out. I can put it underneath if I need to store it somewhere, and a bunch of different options. But just the fact that it's such a sturdy case is the standout here. Really impressed by this. I really do love this case. If you've got a Mini 3 or Mini 3 Pro, definitely check out the D1 Labs hard case. Phenomenal design, but let's quickly see. You probably wouldn't want to necessarily do this. Oh, maybe you would. So you can get the landing pad there. Nah, you wouldn't want to do that. You're putting too much pressure on the batteries. So the landing pad, you might just want to take separately, but these two together is a great, great setup. Love the design of it. Nice and sturdy. and does everything you need. So anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching. I do appreciate all your support. Definitely check out the D1 Labs accessories. I will have them linked below. Use the code DANGETUBE to save over there. On the D1 Store's website, you can save on all the D1 Labs accessories. There will be a bunch of new ones that I haven't covered in this video. So check that out. They've got some cool stuff, and I do really, like, genuinely believe in what they're doing. It's high quality. It's not just cheap stuff. There can be some cheap accessories out there. I've tested many of them, but this stuff feels premium. So anyway, thank you so much for watching. I will talk to you in the next one, and peace.